Welcome to the How We See It podcast. My name is Kim, and today is my first solo episode. You guys, I'm so nervous. I don't know why. Like, obviously, I record a podcast episode every single week, but doing the solo thing is another whole nother ball game. Like, I'm sitting in my bedroom, and I'm like, how the heck am I going to get through this? This just goes to show that Desi is a trooper and is truly carrying the team on her back, because she has done a couple of these and I am still like 30 something seconds in and I'm like, I don't know how I'm gonna get through this. I don't know how she did this. I even listened to some of her previous episodes that she's done. I'm like, how does she even start it? Like, how is this gonna be a thing? So if you got this far already, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I am trying here, and I hope you get something from this episode, because it's truly one of my favorite topics to talk about. I just don't know how to talk about it by myself without having someone to like chime in. I am a social butterfly. I love talking to people, and I love making conversation, but I'm having a really hard time talking through a microphone in my bedroom by myself. You don't even know how many times I've re-recorded this, but I hope I get through this one. I hope this is the final take. I'm going to try to be real and raw. If I mess up, totally fine. But again, thank you so much if you've gotten this far. And also thank you if you have listened to our previous episodes. We are two moms trying to navigate through life with our kids and two best friends that used to live in the same state, now in separate states. I am grateful for the podcast because this is truly a way for me and Des to continue to connect with each other each week and catch up. I love hearing about her family. I love talking about these topics with her like we used to when we were in the same state, just 5 minutes away from each other. So again, I am thankful if you have listened to any of our episodes. I'm thankful that you're here. And I'm thankful that you're getting through this episode with me. With each podcast episode, we kind of start off with talking about things that we saw this week. And I truly, probably one of my favorite posts I've ever seen on social media. This is where the positive comes from social media. Because we always kind of sometimes look at social media like it's the enemy, and social media comes from all these bad aspects, which it can be, but this is when I'm like, okay, I'm so glad that I got onto Instagram today to read this post because I needed this today. Which is funny because this post was posted December of 2021, so it's so funny that it's kind of resurfacing Instagram this week. I don't know if it was just I just saw a whole bunch of my friends do it, or we were all getting kind of the same things on our stories. I don't know, but I don't know if you guys remember or if you were in this time of when you used to get, when you just got a phone. And in middle school, I remember getting these messages and sending these messages of like, send this to 12 people and your crush will show up today, or tell you that he likes you, or send this to 12 people and blah blah blah, this will happen. Anyway, this is one of these posts that I wish I could like have it in a text message and send it out in like a group and a chain link, because it was so good and I felt like any mom in any stage can relate to this. She's specifically talking to young moms, but I feel like, again, if you are on child 1, 2, 3, 4, empty nester, you can relate to this post. So bear with me while I read through this. This is posted by one of my favorite people I follow on social media. Her name is Emily Bell Freeman. If you know anything about her, if you follow her, you know she's a spiritual giant. I wish I had her in my back pocket at all times, because I feel like she's just one of those people that you just want to sit down at dinner with and be like, hey, I need to talk to you right now, and I need to talk to you about this topic. How can you help me, and how can you help me bring the Savior in my life? She's amazing, you guys. If you don't follow her, please go follow her. She will post such relatable things, and this is one of the posts that I'm like, I'm saving this. I'm going to read this when I have a hard day after a day of cleaning and doing all this laundry, and I just feel exhausted. This is the post that I want to read at the end of the day. So bear with me. This is me in the same outfit 3 days straight. No makeup. I can't even remember when I did my hair last. What I do remember is the early morning snuggles during therapy again at the end of the day. I remember the mac and cheese, blankie and bear, bath time, and more mac and cheese, sweeping the floor again and again and one more time. Dishes in the sink, toys on the floor, small giggles, and nap time. I had Desi time this week. Sweet moments filled with her thoughts and of so many of you. Young mamas, I hope you know how important you are. These moments might seem hard. You're in a profession of molding greatness. You are the whisper of love and the griever of courage. You are heaven's hands, earth's side. Every sacrifice you're making today that seems to go unnoticed, you will, one, be made manifest in the beauty of the child you are raising up. Those sweet moments sitting on the couch with the little one cozied up and close. You're going to miss those moments one day. Yes, you'll miss those moments. This is a season of life of so much laundry. We're in the same outfit 3 days in a row, cleaning up spilled milk, spilled cereal, mac and cheese stuck to the kitchen floor. But it's also a season of holding in greatness, breathing in soft smoke of cozy snuggles. You will never give more sacrifice. Exhaust yourself more than you will in this season. But reward will come. And years from now, people will look at the little one and see you in them. An imprint of your hearts on theirs. Your tears and your laughter will leave a mark. You are doing great. One that often goes unnoticed. Today I celebrate you. Sending so many prayers your way. And one reminder. Soak up these moments. Love deeply today. Spend a few moments snuggling on the couch. And let the world stand still for cozy moments. When it all feels like too much. When you drop into your bed at the end of a long day. Just remember. You are doing the work of God. You can expect him to show up in your workspace. Look for him and he will be there. This hit me so hard. I am a creature of habit. My son and I pretty much do the same thing every single day. We just did a podcast episode last week of never say never. Things that we would say we said before having kids that we would never do in motherhood, and now we're doing them. And one of the things I remember saying specifically, and forgive me if I'm repeating myself, but if you haven't listened to that podcast episode, I said that I would never be a slave to my kids' routine. I was going to be a go with the flow kind of mom. I was going to, if I needed to go run errands, my kid's going to nap in the stroller, nap in whatever situation. Yeah, no, I'm a slave to my kid's nap time, and that is the end of it, which I'm okay with. I'm in that season of life, and I'm truly okay with coming home early or figuring out when I can hang out because my kid is napping. I'll be there when I be there. But my kid's going to be happy when I'm there type of mentality. And obviously everyone mothers very differently, and that's totally fine. And I truly do sometimes wish I could be a go with the flow type of mom, but I just am not. I know how my kid functions, and I schedules just work for me. So long story short, I do the same thing every single day, and I love motherhood, but it's probably one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. I sometimes at the end of the day just feel like so exhausted, and when she said this is a season of so much laundry and wearing the same outfit 3 days in a row, how many of us can relate to that? I just a couple days ago, I remember looking at my hair and it was in a messy bun. I was wearing the grungiest clothes. I look like a homeless person. Honestly, don't even recognize myself when I look in the mirror. And I'm like, how long have I been living like this, looking like this? And of course, my sweet husband always reassuring me that I look beautiful, but I'm like, definitely not. Definitely look like I just rolled out of bed, which I truly did. Don't know how I'm functioning today. Hand me a Dr. Pepper. Hand me some type of caffeine because I need a little get me up. But with all that chaos and all that exhaustion, all the laundry and all the sweeping, I am so thankful for the hard times and the good times. And I'm glad that she says there will be a reward at the end. What hit me really hard is when she said, in years from now, people will look at the little one. They will look at Luke and see me and him. They will see the imprint of your heart on theirs. My tears, my laughter, it will be imprinted in his heart. I remember a lot actually from my childhood. I grew up from divorced parents, and so my mom was a single mom, and this all happened when I was the age of 11. So I do specifically remember, obviously don't remember all the details, but I do remember her working her butt off to get me into every camp I wanted to be in, or signing me up for gymnastics and juggling being a working mom and also juggling being mom and dad in the household. And I hope that she knows that she left that imprint of a hard working independent woman in my heart, and I hope that I can leave that in my kids as well. Because becoming a new mom is so hard. And not even motherhood. Also, I'm sure fathers feel the same way too. Our lives are changing drastically in such a positive way. But I don't know if any of you guys can relate to this, but I just remember me clinging on to the person I used to be. And I feel like as new parents, we can relate to maybe either feeling that we lost value as working professionals, or we lost our social life, or lost time for our hobbies, lost time for other friends and family, lost time even for our partner, lost our confidence. I know specifically myself, that was one of the hardest things, clinging on to my old body. I remember, and you guys, this is so, I don't even know why I thought this, because I was just 1 week postpartum. Like, come on, Kim, like, give yourself some grace. But I wish I had this recording, and I hope that I go into my second baby having this mentality of like, okay, everything will be okay, you'll be fine. But I remember looking in the mirror and just being in this, like, this nasty taste in my mouth of myself. And isn't that so awful to think about? Thinking that, like, I lost myself. Which I feel like it can be true. But I want to put it more in a positive way. And this is what I want to talk about today on this podcast episode. Is birthing a whole new version of yourself. What that looked like for me. What that can look like for you. after becoming a new parent. We talked about clinging on to the person that we used to be. It's so hard as a mom, depending on your situation. My situation comes from my husband's in dental school, and I felt like when we moved to Nevada, a lot didn't change for Taylor. It mostly changed for me. And I would love to hear his perspective in this, because obviously this is just kind of from the lens that I can see it from. But the only change I saw that was coming from him was school, that he was going into a whole different field. He was studying from the sun up to sundown. Like, he was breathing, eating, sleeping dental school, and still is. He's so hardworking, and that's the season that we life that we both decided to be in, and we're both very grateful. But in the moment, that's the only thing that I saw the change within him. But for me, in my perspective, I saw my social life change a lot. I didn't have a group of friends that I could talk to every single day and, you know, just go out, especially being a new mom. Like, you understand that you're like inside the house for the first couple weeks, months of the baby's life, and your body kind of going back to that, like the changes that we see within our bodies from the inside and out, emotionally and physically. I wish men can bodies changed as well, but that's just not the reality of it. But I think it's super important for us as parents to teach our kids self-respect. With all these changes of maybe you're not working anymore. I have always worked my whole life, and that was a big, big change for me, and something that I'm still kind of working on, to be honest. I feel like it's hard for me to come to terms that, like, I get this itch sometimes, and I got this last week that I wanted to, like, okay, how can I work? Can I work like one day a week, or like, how can I work outside of my home, have and that social aspect of coworkers? And I work in the industry of, I meet all these beautiful women. I'm an esthetician, so like, I worked in a spa in Utah, and I love the upbeat, the fun that I had each day. I remember making TikToks with the spa that I worked at, and I remember just the group of girls that I worked at the time. I just loved everyone I was around, and I felt confident as in myself, and I crave that, because my little guy is my shadow now. And so sometimes, to be honest, can't even go to the bathroom by myself. Like, I always have either a dog in there with me, or a child, or someone saying, "Mom, what's next?" And I want to run away sometimes, but I am happy I'm here. And kind of going back to the post, there's always going to be a reward at the end. And we might not see it right away, but we will. In years from now, people will look at your little one and see you and them. And I love that she said that, because I feel like it's so important to remember that it's okay to feel that in the moment, but looking at the bigger picture of that, you will leave such a big imprint in their hearts. Your tears, your laughter, all your hard work. They might not remember all the laundry you did for them. They may not remember everything you buy for them. They may not remember the big birthday party you threw for them, but they will remember those little moments that you wouldn't even think. I just want to remind everyone that with a lot of change comes a lot of different beautiful things. And this whole thing of birthing a whole new version of yourselves, and teaching your kids that self-respect is so important, and remembering that, like, you still have time for doing your favorite hobby or going to your favorite place to eat or doing the things that you want is so important to show your kids that you can still do these things. It blows my mind how kids are sponges. My little boy is only 16 months and I'm just like, he got that from me. Like, he got that habit from me, or he catches patterns, or he knows his routine. And I'm just like, what the heck? Like, how do you know this at 16 months? Like, but it just shows that, like, if you teach your kids something, or you're doing something yourself, I guess I should say, that they will follow. And I think that also can be a scary thing at two. You're like, oh, someone's always watching me, which is true. Especially him. He's my little shadow, so he does everything with me, like I said. For example, I remember being on a trip with family. We were on a camping trip with my sister-in-law and my husband's side of the family. And my nephew had something on his foot, like a hangnail. I can't remember specifically. Or his toenail was hanging off of his skin. And he was kind of showing everybody. And my, he kind of pulled it off. And my mother-in-law kind of reacted. And my brother-in-law said something really important. He said, "Your reaction is his reaction, Grandma." And you saw the mood in the room switch a ton with everybody. And I really do hold that in my pocket all the time. Like, your reaction is his reaction, Grandma. What he said that day really has changed the aspect of, like, especially when I used to babysit and wasn't a parent. I remember using that a ton, and it has helped me a ton in motherhood as well. And so just remember, be kind with yourself, be patient with yourself as you become and you step into this new role of parenthood, as you are birthing, after birthing a baby, that you are rediscovering some parts of yourself, and that they are going to be better parts of yourself. I hope that makes sense. It makes sense in my mind, because there's times that I kind of going back to the physical aspect of it, like, I, in that moment of looking at myself in the mirror after 1 week postpartum, looking at my body and seeing, like, the changes and the stretch marks and this and that, and now looking at it, and we call them my Luke marks, and they're actually not really that bad, but it's just so funny that you think it's like the end of the world because you haven't seen them before. But these marks have created something beautiful. Des actually posted, I remember, and I will probably butcher it, but she posted something on her Instagram, a beautiful picture that she took when she was pregnant with her second daughter, and she talked about stretch marks and those marks being like a beautiful story being told on her body. And I love that perspective of it, and I hope that as I birth more children, as my body changes, as my mind changes, as my atmosphere changes more and more throughout the years, that I can remember that birthing a new version of myself isn't bad. It's growing, it's loving more, it's bringing more love into the world, and I hope that you take that into consideration as you go throughout those hard moments in life, when you feel so exhausted and you feel like giving up, or sometimes even feeling guilty for thinking that way. I do that all the time. I'm like, oh my gosh, why am I thinking this way? Why am I thinking that I am a bad mom, or should I be doing this or that, or should I be doing what this mom is doing, or blah, blah, blah. Like, so many thoughts going through my mind throughout the day that I just need to sit back and be like, no, this Kim right now is the best version of myself, and I'm becoming Kim 2.0, and she is going to be a rock star. She's going to be the best mom she can be, and she is going to leave an imprint in her kid's life because she's trying. And that's what I want to get to. As long as you're showing up and trying your best, I promise that your kids will appreciate that. That your kids are rooting you on, even if they can't verbally say it, or you think they're not thinking it, they are thinking that you are the best mom, and your husbands are as well, like your spouses. So anyway, that is my thought of the week. This podcast episode is very short, but I feel like, one, I'm bad at doing solo episodes, but two, I think that is one to ponder and kind of talk amongst your partnership, or even journal it. Such an interesting topic of thinking about things that we have clinged on to, or are still clinging on to from the past, and kind of making a pros and cons list of like, okay, but now look what I have. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoy this podcast episode. I hope you guys can think about something that you have learned, that you can take from this. And I hope that you guys have a good week. And thank you for sticking around and making it this far. But I love you guys. I'm rooting for you guys. And remember that you are the best parent for your kid. You are the best mom. And that sweeping the floor time after time after time, picking up the mac and cheese, the spilled milk, maybe your kid made the biggest mess with the kinetic sand, whatever the situation may be, remember that you are doing great work at the moment. You're sacrificing so much. You're exhausted. I know you're exhausted because I feel exhausted. But the season is so short, and reward will come. So I love you guys, and I hope you guys have a good day. Bye.